The Gemara says again, the chalosa tluya is going on tonum, but not like this. That the chalosa tluya lo yachlim v'loy surfin. So Rashi, the chalosa tluya means kishosa sa betayra mishum safa kanelad lo rishon. Now this is the hemshech of the brayse before. So we had before that once you make gilgul, once you mix together the dough already, and then if it became a sofik tumah, so lochras you have to make it betayra. You're not allowed to be matamar anymore, even though you did not take off challah yet. But that's the brayse held that chulin had chulin lechalom is kechalah dami. So again, as long as you made the dough that you already needed the water and the flour together, now if a sofik tumah came upon this dough, so it has a locha kamat like challah. That's called chulin hatfulun lechala was kechaladami, and therefore we had before it's also ligram tum, you can't cause tumor to the chala. Therefore there's like a mitzvah shmir on it that it can't be metamrit, and therefore you have to be noig betairah, you have to fix it off, finish it off making a betairah to use kalim terim. But now the brayta says though, the chalosa tluya, you should know when you finish taking off the chala, lemaisi you can't eat this chala, because the beginning there was a sofik tumor. Therefore, the din is the chalosa tluya is just hanging, meaning to say, loy oichlin, you're not allowed to eat from it, and v'loy sofer, you're not allowed to burn it either. Because maybe it's not tomei, and it's also to burn, truma toira. Now it says, b'yeza sofer gomer, what type of a sofer were we talking about before? So Rashi says, chloyma, b'yeza sofer chutzuchu loymer, chalosa tluya. What type of a sofer happened to this dough first, that we say now it has a sofer din tumor on it? What type of a tumor? Samara says, b'sofik challah. By sofik, that applies to challah. Samara says, my sofik challah. What do you mean to say? What type of a sofik applies by challah? So Rashi says it means, b'sofik tumah and a heges b'challah. But v'yena and a heges b'chulin, that does not apply to chulin. Kogonek will soon see the case of Nishon. Kogonek will soon explain. So now, what is this case of sofik challah? Samara says, abayi v'rova damrit v'yamr tavayu. Both Abai and Rava both say, Shaloi Toima, do not say that Poichokhus, we're talking about a Tumah, that's Muchach. Poichokhus means we have proof to say that he became Tomei. Shinino, that's what we're learning about. Kumoi, what type of a case would that be? Shinei Shavilin. The case where there are two roads, and one road has the mace there, one road is Tor, and you went down one of the two, you do not know which road you went down, or something like that. But Rashi says, Kugoin, Shinei Shavilin. Echot tomei v'echot tor, sofek holach v'tomei, sofek holach v'tomei, it's a sofek which road you went down. V'o sveikihi, that's a sofek, to mahanye b'chulun, such a sofek applies even to chulun, hatfulun l'chala. Avol tumma sheinu m'chachas, loy, but tumma is not m'chachas, and it does not apply. So Rashi says, no, you can't say that pshat. To lo yitzroch l'ashminim, because they afilu l'chulun gered anami mahani, l'yoycho chulun b'tayro. That this type of a tumah even applies to somebody that eats his chulin b'tayra. So if he went down one of these two roads, he cannot eat it. So you don't have to tell me yichidish, that applies to chal also. El rather, what's the case here that we said besofik tumah of chalah? Meaning to say a type of a tumah that only applies to chalah and does not apply to chulin. What type of a sofik tumah is that? So when it says el b'nishon, a case of where your nishon, you're leaning one against the other. The Tanan will learn like this. Zav v'tor shoyopurki minachamor. You have two people. One of them has tumah zav on him, and the other person is tor, and they're both working together, taking off the bundles off the donkey. Or toinim, or else they're putting the bundles back on top of the donkey. So it says a lot like this. Bizman shemason covered. If the bundles are very heavy, so then they move around a lot, then tummy. Then the maisa, the person that's tor, becomes tomei from the zav. Mason kab, let's say the bundles are light, then we say tor, then we say he remains tor. But this type of a tum here, the kulim turn the beis hakneses, for normal people, for chumim, it's taket tor. Or tumeim, it only has hilchos tumah, litruma, just for truma. That's what we're talking about here now, but chalosa tluya means in a case where tumas nishon touch this dough. Even though you did not take off challah yet, but that's what the price holds, that chulin hatfulin l'challah is k'challah dami. So Rashi explains now, el afilu b'nishon devi sofik tumah, sheinu m'chach is not for sure. The case was, Tomi Rashi says, why, the shema mitoich ha-kovid amasoi, since it's a heavy load to take off the donkey or put on the donkey, Nishon Zav al HaTor, could be the Zav leaned and rested on the Tor. V'nimtza Tor Masitas, like the Tor is holding up the Zav. Or the opposite way, or Torian Nisadlo, maybe the one that's Tor was leaning upon the Zav. So that's the Sofer Gatuma of Nishon, that maybe you leaned upon the Zav, but the Zav leaned on you. So this type of a Tuma is only Tuma for Truma, but not L'chulim. That's what it says, Tuhurim L'vnei HaKnesses, means Oichlen Chulayim B'tayr, people that eat regular Chulim B'tayrim, they don't have to be Machmer in this type of a Sofer. Why? Shein zeh hesed gomer. It's not really the Zav moved you. And the Choshren over here, that's your Suffolk. It was only a Suffolk if he leaned on you or not. Therefore, this type of a Chumra, we only have Negeah to Truma or to Chala, but not Negeah to Chulin. So that's what the price is talking about. Such a Suffolk Tuma, if it applies to this Gilgal, to this dough, you have to be careful to be Nigmarit the Tyra, but it still has a Loch of Tluya, that lo yoichlin v'lo yisarfin. You can't eat it and you can't burn it. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true what the Braisa said before? That the chulin hat tfulun l'chala. Kechala dami, if you have this dough, that you did not take off chala from it yet, just as tevil you're supposed to take off from it, that has a lochana like chala, that's mekabel this tuma nishon, is that true? I have what Tanya would learn like this. That isha shi tfulas yoim. You have an Isha, let's say she was Tamar, she touched the Sheretz today, and she went to the mikvah in the middle of the day. So the Maaseh says she still has a Tumah Tful Yom on until the night time, until Har HaShemesh. So she's a Tfulas Yom. Losha Es Isa. Let's say she's allowed to knead the dough. The Koitza Menachalos, and let her separate a piece that eventually she'll call it Chala. Or Menichta, before she calls it Chala, let her put it down. Or Menichta, Bechvisha, let her put it down on two different types of kelim. Rashi says that pshute kliates the namakabotuma. Then umakefa, she should draw this like this piece that she set aside to nechala. She should draw it near the rest of the dough. And now the korol l'shem, and now she should call it chala. Why mifnei shu shlishi? Because a tful yoim lemaisi is like yeshenu l'tuma. Then it can only make a shlishi. Therefore, when she touches the dough at the beginning, she only makes it into a shlishi. Or shlishi tor b'chulin, and b'chulin there's no issur shlishi, it's only a sheni. So a tful yom cannot make a sheni, it only makes the shlishi. Therefore, she should let her work with the dough, make the dough, and even separate the challah. Just not call it challah. But our kopon, the question is, v'yamad is going to tell me that chulin has tfulun l'challah. Is k'challah dami that chulin that is supposed to have challah taken off from it. Has a locha now like challah. If so, ho, tamisinu. If so, here, this tfulas yom, this isha, when she makes the dough and sets aside the challah, she's being mitamarit, because she's a sheni and she makes a shlishi. So by truma, a shlishi is possible. To so, and challah has been like truma. So how could we say here that the isha is allowed to make the challah, just set it aside, touch it, if you hold chulin, that's nitzvah, had full nechalat kechaladam, it should be tummy already. Skumayin says, Omer Abaye says like this, Kol shevadai mitama chulin, anytime if this person, the tumah we have a doubt about, but let's say we know for sure it would have that tumah, then that tumah would even be mitama chulin, like the case of Nishon. Nishon over there, as our doubt is, that maybe you were masit, you moved the zav. Now, if for sure you touch the zav, you become a rishon l'tuma, and a rishon l'tuma even zmatama chulin to make it into a sheni. Therefore, gozru al sveiko mishun chulin natful nechalom. Therefore, in the case before this dough, even though you did not make chala yet, but since it's chulin nechala, it has the chumah right now to say minasafik it's tame from that type of a tuma, because if that would have been a vaday tuma, it would have been matama even chulin. But in our case over here, v'hai tful yoim, this isha that went to the mikveh already today, kivun d'loim metama vade chulin. If for sure she would touch chulin, she would not be metama chulin. Because by chulin it is only a rishon and a sheni. And since it's full yoim is already a sheni, when it touches chulin, it can only make it into a shlishi. And there's no shlishi by chulin. And so since this full yoim cannot be metama chulin at all, therefore I'll tell you, la gozer olav, mishum chulin atzul mechala. Therefore, with the Rabbanon, they did not make any xeris to say you should have the lochom of chulin, hatfulun lechala, shevi lechala. Whereas the Mitzvah says, before you take off chala, it's only chulin. It's not really chala. It's only chulin, with the Rabbanon to say that this table, this dough, that you're venturing to take off chala from it, right now has a din of chala. And right now has mekabel tumah. But it's only mekabel tumah from a chomah dika tumah that it's vadai, is even metama chulin. But here the tumah of a tful yom, that even its vadai is not metame chulin, therefore now it's not metame this tevel, even though it's hutfal l'chala. So what is the question? Is this true? I've omeis liyes shevenidom. That is the tumah we have venida. If anisha sees dam, that she's tumah l'mafreim yes liyes. The vadai metame chulin. If we know for sure the isha saw dam, she's a nida. She's a nava tumah. When she touches chulin, she makes it into rishon tuma, and still v'legozru al sveikoi mishun chul natful mechala. And still, we see the rabbanu were not machmir on a dough that's full of mechala. That if the tuma is eis meisle touches it, should become tamei. What's the proof? Because the yom amar we learned before that kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak that the chulin shenasu ataris kodesh. But v'loy b'chulin shenasu atayrus truma that we had before, this chum of meis leis only applies to chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh. If you watch it, eat it with the same type of atayra that he touched him, then if the isha touched it before, so that is tamei. Ma'ashenken, if you only have chulin that shenasu atayrus truma, then the lach is, even though this isha for meis leis touched it, it remains Torah we had before. So the hav minu is right now. The same halacha should apply to a chulin hatfulin lechala. That a meis lei should not apply to it. Just like meis does not apply to chulin shenasu atayrus truma, or within it should not apply to chulin hatfulin lechala. So Moritz says, no, there's a big difference. Hosam over there leipsicha batruma. There's no mixture of truma all over there. There the case is it's regular chulin. Just you're eating it the chumris of truma. You want to eat your chulin with the same type of attire that it's supposed to be truma, but there's no real truma at all in that. There's no real truma at all in that chulin. Therefore, with it we said the truma of meisle does not apply to it. But hachov here in our case over here, psicha but truma over here. This chulin, this dough, since it's nitfal for challah, that means eventually you have to take off challah from it. So it's put like this challah in it right now. So since there's like mixture of chalim inside it right now, here there's a bigger chumrah. Here there's a chumrah to say that even the tum of meis lei shebenida would be metama this chulin hanitfolin lechala. The boys and militaries could be hunach meis lei drabonim. Leave over this tum of nida, even though it's true what we're saying that a vada nida would touch this, would touch chulin. The chulin would become tamei. But over here, this din of meislet is only a chumim midirabonin, like really midirais about it. We say she's only tamei from now when she sees the dam from now onwards, not from before. That's only a chumim midirabonin. Therefore, since it's only a chumim midirabonin, on a tum that's only a chumim midirabonin, here we do not make a din of chulin hatful lechala. Here we would not say it's tamei. So the bottom place speaks out. Afagav dinishanam midirabonin. Even though that we have before Nishon, that if we're afraid maybe you leaned one on the other, that's also on the Tumah de Rabbanim. But Tumah Meis Leis killed Tvei. Shein Shum Sofik Tumah Vishash Oiskim Atiris. So then really, that, and the day before, when she was icing Atiris, at that time there's no Sofik at all. Like she did not see at all. And later when she sees, we make the Tumah go back to Mafreya. So that's a complete Chumrim de Rabbanim. Vashengen this Nishon, the Meis, there is a small doubt whether they touched one another. Right now, says even though Midirais it's Tor, from Midirabon Makol Ponim's Tomei, so such a Tumah we there say applies even to Chulin Hatfulim Lechala, even to regular dough, before you take off the Chala, but since eventually you're going to take off the Chala from this dough, right now it's like, right now it has a Locha like Chala. Mashenka, the Tumah of Neis Lei, since it's only Chum Midirabon and Bechlau, at the time when she was Isaac in this Truma, in this Chala, there was not even a suffix of Tumah then. Senech Nami, the Tumah of Meis Leis does not go back to be Matama, this Chala, this Chulin Hanitfonun Lechala. The same way would not go back what we had before on this Chulin, Shenasu Atayrus HaTrumah,
The same way it does not go back, it could be that the second terrorist does not go back huadin on this chulin hatfulin lechala.
The other Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says that we had more before, that Abo Noshim die in Shoson, there are four ladies that when they see them, they're only Tamim Mikan Rabo, that do not have this new tumor of Meis Leis. Who are these? The Sulo means a girl that never saw Dam yet. So now the first time that she sees Dam, she's the only Tummy from then on, not from before. Mu Beres, a pregnant lady. Manika, a lady that's nursing. Uzakena, and an older lady that stopped seeing Dam already. And then she sees again, she's the only Tummy Mikan Labo. Now, Om Rabbi Shua, Bishua says and argues and says, no, Nidloi Shamati Yela Besula. I only heard just one case. I only heard over that just a young girl that never saw yet, the first time she sees, is dying Shoson. But the other three I did not hear. Then as he holds that the other three would have a Tumamiyas Leis, only a Besula not. That's a Yeshua Shita. Abul Halacha Kerebi Eleza. But you know the Halacha is like Rebbe Eleza, that all four of them have this Halacha of dying Shoson. The pshat is not to Yeshua talking. Yeshua Tak argues, just means that the Tana of the Mishnah that's saying that the loch is like Reb Lezer, that all four noshim have the loch of Dayan Shosin. Now the Mishnah goes to explain that Eizel he besula, what's called a besula, that means Kol Shel Aruah Saw Dam Yomeha. She never saw Dam yet. The first time she sees Dam, that's when she's Tami Yonah Dayan Shosin from now on and not from before. Now, after Pishin is so, even though she's already married already, even though she had Tashmish already, so what? But if this is the first time she sings Dam, she's not Tomei Lemafreya Meis Leis. Muberis, what's the case of Muberis, a pregnant lady? So that the Mishnah says, Misheivoda Ubra, when you could see that she's pregnant. And we'll see in the Gemara that means, when she finished 3 months, after she's pregnant for 3 months, then it's called Nikka, you could realize, you could see that she's pregnant. Manika, pregnant, a nursing lady. Chetigmul Espino, until she finishes nursing, meaning to send the Kuri after 2 years, after 24 months. What's going to be Nos no Bino le Manika? Let's say she gave her son over to a different lady to nurse, and the mother herself is not nursing. Or else Gematua, let's say she finished nursing before the 2 years are up. Or Imeis, let's say the kid died before the 2 years are up. So, Rabbi Meir says, Mitama Meis Lies, now that Lemetzius says the mother is not nursing, so it goes back to normal, and therefore, she would be Mitama Meis Lies. If she sees Dam now, the tumor goes back Lemafreya 24 hours. However, the Chomrim say no. The Chomrim, Daya Shasa, still has the same halacha, for this period of 24 months, that still, if she sees Dam, will only be in Dayan Shasa. They should only be coming from then on and not from before. We'll see in the Gemara says, because this story is a Varea Misparkim, that the lady's body, like, is out of shape, it takes 2 years for it to get back in shape. So therefore, she's still called Mislekas Domim, and therefore she would not be Metamil Amarfreya, only Mikan Ulabo. Now, Ezehi Zekena, what's called an older lady, that says that now, when she sees Dam, it's only dying Shosan, Kol Shavru Olea Sholoshoinis. If it passed by already three periods, some of the Zichnosa, right before when she's getting older, and she did not see for 3 months already, so then we say if she sees again, that's a din of Dayan Shosan. Rebbe Lezer says, no, it's not only Zichena, but he holds Kol Isha, any lady would be that way. Kol Isha, Shavru Le, Sholoshainos, Dayan Shosa. Any lady that if she skips three periods, and does not see Dam, then the fourth time when she sees, she's like the Cheskes Mislekes Damim, and therefore she'll only be Tamim Mikan Labor and not Lemafrei. There's no Din Tumas Meis Leis if she skips 3 periods. Now Rabbi Yossi says that Muberis, a pregnant lady, or else a Manika that's nursing, Shavra Leim Shalashoinis, die in Shosan. And he holds the first 3 months, they still have regular Tumas Meis Leis. So only after they skip like 3 months, then we say, Dayan Shosan. Now, of a me'omru Dayan Shosan, when was it said this halacha, that when Isha sees the Dam, she's only Tamim Mikan Labor from now on, not Lemafreya? That's only said, B'riya Rishayna. The first time she sees, like this Maniko, this Muberis, it's only the first time that she sees, that we say now it's Dayan Shosan. Avol Bishniya, let's say the second time she sees, and Echnami, then the Loch Riz Taka, Avol Ashniya, he is Metamim Yes Liyes, then already it's called like she's the Cheskas Tav Dam, that she would be Tamim Yes Liyes. What's going to be Vimroso Harishayna Miyanis? Let's say the first time this Pesula sees, or this Isha, the Maniko, the Mverus, the first time she sees is from Manainis. It's not her fault. Then Afashniya Dayin Shosa, and even the second time also, she still had the loch of Dayin Shosa. Now Mach Masainis, let's say she was jumping, or else she got scared, she got afraid of something, or else of course she was carrying something, said no loch is, even the second Riyah would also have a din of Dayin Shosa. So only when she sees a normal Riyah, then we say she's back to the normal stage to see Dam, then it's not called Maslekas Damim. But if the first Riyah was Mach Masainis, then the second Riyah was still at the din of Dayin Shosan. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we learn like this. Oh, my Lord, Reb Lezler, Yeshua. Reb Lezler says back to Yeshua, listen. Ata loy shamata. You do not hear, like you're telling me you do not hear more than a Besula. But ani shamati, but I heard clearly that all four ladies have a din of Dayin Shosan. Ata loy shamata lo achas. You only heard one. Vani shamati haba, I heard a lot. If so, Einoim, you should not say, Lemishala Ruas HaKadosh, like a marshal, you should not say to someone that does not see the Kiddush HaKadosh, Yovi V'yoyid, come and say Eidus. And rather, Lemishala Ruas, the only to one that saw it. In other words, I saw it. As I know, I heard that all four ladies have it in of Dayan Shosan. Therefore, you, Rabbi Yeshua, should not argue on me. Just the fact you did not hear about it, that means nothing. Samar says now, that Kol Yomavshur Rabbi Lezer, all the years that Rabbi Lezer was alive, Hoyoysen Krab Yeshua. They used to hold like Krab Yeshua. They used to pass Kataka that only Yabsula was Dayan Shosan, not the other three ladies. But Liyacha Ptirosa Shur Rabbi Lezer, after Rabbi Lezer was Niftam, then Hechse Rabbi Yeshua Sadavali Yashnai, Krab Eliezer. Then even Rabbi Yeshua also brought the Amacha back to passing like Rabbi Lezer, that the din is really that all four Noshim have a din of Dayan Shosan. Says so if Rabbi Yeshua like really agreed, so then how come Bechayev, Samar says Bechayev when Rabbi Lezer was alive, how come then they did not bring down the Locha? Samar says my time Bechayev my time aloy. Samar says Mishum the Rabbi Lezer Shemutihu, because Rabbi Lezer really was put Beshamt into a Nidoit, it was a cloller upon him. Therefore Vesov he held like this Rabbi Yeshua. He Avdinan Kavosai Bechodom, if we act like him in one sack, Avdin Kavosi Brachunaisa. We're going to pass him like him and other things also. So, and Umishum Kvoidu the Reb Lezer, Le Metzinu Machinabu. We're not going to be able to be Meichel. As the cover from Reb Lezer, we won't be able to stop them. Therefore, they were afraid to pass him like Reb Lezer in this one prat, because maybe they'll come to pass like him in other cases also. But Le Yachap, the Rosh Hashem Reb Lezer, after Reb Lezer was Nifta. Now they're not afraid anymore. If we'll see people will be knowing like other halachas like Ipaskin, we'll tell them not to. Is therefore Hechser as a double Yashnai. Now Rabbi Yeshua brought the halacha back the way it was supposed to be, to tackle all Dalet Noshim, the din is Dayin Shosan. Rashi says, Shemutui, Loshin Shant, Loshin like Nidui. The Mitzinu Machin, Rashi says, the Yavdi Kavas Bechanaisa. So, therefore, now they were not afraid to bring this halacha back to where Reb Lezer held that all four Noshim are Dayin Shosan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Lezer b'yarbo. There are four different cases that we talk a paskin like Reb Lezer, even though we shmutihi, but there are four cases that we talk a paskin like him. Chodeh the Yamorin, one case like we just said, this halacha of Dalet Noshim of Dayin Shosan, mikra din we paskin like him. Vidach, what's the second case? Hamakasha, another Gemara later, it says Hamakasha, Venisha, she's dam, when she has her labor pains. So, loch is, she has no tumas zava then. That's the lochom, like we'll soon see in Rashi, that zava is only the dam comes out by itself and not machmas the vlad. And because of the labor pains caused it to see dam, she, even though it's during the Yud Aleph Yomim, Benidu Lemida, she would not have a tumas zava. Now, Kamati Shofa, how long does she have to like stop having the pains for Tezova? That we say then she would have a Tumah Zovah on her? Mi'es li'es. Divu Reb Lezer. These are the words of Reb Lezer. And V'yalocha Kedvar would take a paskin like him.
Rashi explains like this: Hamakasha means Anisha's having labor pains, Machmas Vlad. She has like labor. Over Teich Machmas Vlad, the Teich Echad Asa Yem Shebenid Lanidis. During these times, if she sees now 3 days, she'll become a Zava. The Kasha Sashlesha Yom, for 3 days she had these pains, with two from one after another. Over Chol Yom Ruas Adam, and every one of these 3 days, with the labor pain, she saw Adam. Now we hold the Kaimalon, the Yena Zava, Machma Shloshi Mekishi. If the dam came out during these 3 days of labor pains, she did not become a Zava. Because we dash in the Pasuk of Siv Ki Yizoy V'Zoy V'Doma, for the Ashin of Avnei Skrus and Gemar Leidom, that the Doma Machmas Atzim, only blood comes out by itself. For Loi Machmas Vlad, not the dam that comes out because of the Vlad. So therefore, if she has these labor pains, and she sees dam now 3 days, and then she gives birth, she'll be torn from Zava. She'll have Tumas later on her, but not Tumas Zava. But what's going to be now, after these 3 days pass by, she does not give birth, but rather v'yimshavsa min atzala, said the pain goes away, it's like forced labor. Shom dobeloy tzal liyachah shloisha yomim. After these 3 days of pain, now it stops having pain. And v'yolda, then later she gives birth. So in this galadov, and now we see clearly mafreyam, that the dam came out not because of the vlad. The vlad was not about to come out then. So then it's called, she was yoledis, b'zoiv. Then echnamish left to have zayin nekiyim, besides the din of yimei tumas later. Before, let's say it was a zocher, besides the 7 days, or the kedem before, besides the 14 days. So she'll have to wear another zayin nekiyim, and she'll also have to bring two kabonis, one for the tumas zoiv and one for the later. But now, how much does she have to stop in between? Rashi says the kamati shofet tamo the tenuach mitzarom. The Yachar Ashloisha Shakushi, after these 3 days of pain goes by, now how much does she have to be at peace without any pains to say that those pains were not called Machmas the Vlad, and therefore she would have it in Zavala Mafreya? So that's Rav Lezol's Meis Leis, means if she stops these pains for 24 hours and then she gives birth, so now we said that those pains she had the last 3 days before was not really the Vlad, and therefore if she saw them, then she caused Tumas Zavar on them. Then Echlam, like we said before, she'll have to bring two kabonis. Such a blessed chidishia, that this man of resting has to be a mace lace 24 hours. And we take a paskin, halacha kedvarov. Nidach, what's the third halacha? That hazav vihazava shabot kuat from Yerushim. Let's say a zava or a zava. They had the tumma zava zava. Now they want to become tor. So now the halacha is they have to count zayin nekiyim. So usually during Zayin Nekiyim, the mitzvah is to make a bedika every one of the 7 days. What's going to be though, Shabbat Ka'atzman Yerushin or Motzator? They checked themselves the first day of the Zayin Nekiyim, they came out to be Torah. And Yom Shvi the 7th day, or Motzator, they found themselves to be Torah again. But for Shar HaYom LeBotka, the 5 days in between, they forgot to make a bedika. So Reb Lezer Waima, Harei Eilu Becheskas Tyra, yes that helps. And since you started off with Tyra, and you ended off with Tyra, that's enough. Even though you did not check out in between, we're not afraid to say maybe the dam came in between. And therefore, the Becheska has to be Tyra. That's from Lezashita. We have Yeshua Imano, Ein Lem Eli Yer Marisham Yer Mashri Bavad. He holds no, that since you did not check out the middle 5 days, they do not help. It's only the first and seventh day that helps. I hakad that be Manashach, if they saw, so it should be Saisa. So who is only the Rabbanan Nikolach is Machmir, that's why you have to have Sipurim, and therefore you have to make another 5 Badikas. Rabbi Kiva Reimer, Ein Lehem El Yem Shvi Bavad, no, that since you did not make Badikas in between, we're afraid maybe she saw Adam then, and therefore you can't use the first days, you could only start counting now the 7th day. Vitani would learn like this, Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Yosi Oimrim, that Niran Divu Rabbi Leza Midivu Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense the words of Rabbi Leza, more than what Rabbi Yeshua says, that you only count the 1st and 7th day, which doesn't make too much sense, like we ask the Kashya Monashach. If you saw her in between, you shouldn't be able to use the 1st day either. Therefore, Rabbi Leza swore to say that she's Torah Gamri makes more sense. But Vadivri Rabbi Kivim Vadivri Kulim, it makes more sense what Rabbi Kiva says, that we have to be afraid that maybe she did see Dam in between, and therefore, she only has the 7th day, not more. Avol, but Halacha k'Rabbi Leza, l'maisa v'pasma k'Rabbi Leza. This is the third place v'pasma k'Rabbi Leza over here. If she made a bedika the 1st and 7th day, that's enough. V'idach, what's the 4th case? Tisnan, we learned like this, that achurei kelim shenitmo, Let's say something was metama the back of a kli, not dafka kli cheres, even with kli matches here, was mekabel tumim midrabbanan from its back, from the back of the kli, the mashkin with water. That water is only metama kelim midrabbanan because mashkin really is not a navatumam, and we know only navatum is metama kelim. But midrabbanan though, we'll soon see why they said that mashkin temeyan could be metama kli either miachurav. So now Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says. Now that this kli is mekabel tumah for mashkin, it's only tummy enough that if it touches other mashkin, it could be metama other liquid. But if it touches food, it's not metama the other food. What's the svara? Metama menes hamashkin. This kli could be metama other liquids via filu b'chul, even of chulin. But via in poistan es oichlin afil de truma. But if it touches food, it's not metama the food. Even food of truma does not become tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says metama nes hamashkin. It's metama this kli kiv metama mashkin. Or poislan nes oichlin. Yes, it does make the food poisel. The word poislan nes oichlin means that if it's truma, it makes it for shlishi, it becomes poisel. And Rabbi Yeshua says like this: I have a kal v'chayma, kal v'chayma. To say that this mashkin, this kli that was coming through the mashkin, should be able to be metama or truma. And he has a kavachom like this. Umat fulyoim, maduch, this person that was tame and went to the mikvah today. Shein metama mashkin chulin, if he touches mashkin, he cannot be metama chulin, because that fulyoim is like a sheini. And the sheini does not make a shlishi by chulin. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side.